There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Hour number two of USAPreparedness.com. Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves retired. It's delightful to be with Captain John Reagan. By the way, it was 4 degrees this morning in chemically engineered Missouri, brought to us by politicians, and you can easily identify them by their overbearing egos, their bulging wallets, and their microscopic testicles. John Reagan, welcome.
Good morning, Vincent.
It's so good to hear your voice. I guess you weren't expecting me to say that, huh?
Well, it seems like people enjoy listening to me, but they don't like what I say.
Yeah. Yeah, they do love you, John. And they're coming to the expo to meet you and give you a great big hug. They love you. And you know what it is? You bring them news that they need to know, but it's disturbing. Let me give you one example. You know, you were talking about these television sets that have a camera and a microphone. And literally, Samsung is telling their customers, don't say anything private in front of your Samsung television. You said that on this broadcast months ago. And now Samsung is owning up and saying, yeah, you're right. You're right. Don't talk about things that are private in front of your television, because we are recording what you're saying. We're capturing it. We're recording it. And we've got some buddies, and we're giving it to them so that they can analyze what you are saying in the privacy of your own home in front of your television. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And John, we thought that the television was a one-way thing. It used to be transmission out from the television antenna at the broadcast location out toward us over the air, one way, and we would just watch it. Now, and Big Brother said, George Orwell said, this is what was going to happen. He was absolutely right. So what do you have on today's agenda?
Well, I just want to say that, and of course, you know, data in the hands of corporations, it's always safe and secure. Cough, cough, Sony Corporation, cough, cough.
yeah, right. Right. John, you were talking about data, and we are still experiencing the negative effects of having opened an account with Home Depot. We opened an account with them, and they offered us a 5% discount on everything we bought from then on. All we had to do was open this account, and we were lured into it. I was buying a whole bunch of materials for the farm over the summer, and there was a data breach on that account, as well as like 3 million others. And we are still finding negative effects from that. It affected GoDaddy and us. It affected our hosting service. It affected our PayPal account. It affected all kinds of accounts as a result of the Home Depot data breach, where our data was secure, right? And so, how do I feel about Home Depot? Do I really want to go there after this? Do I really want to? Back to you, John.
Well, this week, we've had three rounds of storms come through Dallas. And I know temperature-wise, there's no real sympathy from other parts of the country. The lowest low that we've had during this time has been 25, which really isn't that bad. However, when you get it with the right type of precipitation, it makes the roads extremely hazardous. And what came through here the early part of this week was just that type. We probably ended up with maybe a tenth to a quarter of an inch of ice out there. And despite all the preparations, they were out for days in advance spreading the salt solution, and they were out there with the salt and the sand, and things were still bad. I didn't see a complete count, but at one news story, there were over 200 accidents, and a lot of those were big rigs. And, you know, the one nice thing about the small disasters that we have now, there it does bring out the good in people. There's a Jeep club in the Metroplex, and they went and took their Jeeps out, and they connect four or five of these to a big rig and pull them back up on the highway. And they did that with five that had gone off the road. And that was another thing that was amazing. They, you know, these 18-wheeler drivers are professionals. They have to drive in all kinds of weather anyway. And we had so many of those rigs, including one dangling off the side of a bridge, just, you know, jackknife during Monday and Tuesday. You know, fortunately, once we get above freezing tomorrow, the rest of the 7 day is pretty good. But tonight and into the morning, it's still kind of bad. And as I get into what I'm talking about today, wanted to say we're on the news tab of the Financial State of the Union going through the resources I had for Monday. And if you look at the bottom of the preparedness section, it says, don't wreck your wiener. I mean, it is winter. And in case you miss it, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile got seriously damaged in Pennsylvania from, you know, skidding off of a slick, icy road.
Have you, John, have you ever seen the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile in person?
Yes, actually, I haven't been real up close, but when we first moved to Springfield, I was driving on South Glenstone and coming the opposite way, and we were stopped at the traffic light. There was the Wienermobile.
Mm-hmm. And what we're talking about, class, if you haven't seen it, this thing has been around for decades, and it looks like sort of like a hot dog sitting on top of a bun, but it's a four-wheeled vehicle. And it's driven as a, you know, a light truck would be driven, and it's a custom vehicle with a curved windshield. It's the shape of a hot dog, if you will, and it says Oscar Mayer right on it. It's in orange and yellow, and the bun would be kind of a tan color. Absolutely. So, and it was pretty well damaged, no question about it. A lot of that one-of-a-kind expensive glass that was used for the windshield was damaged, and the front was smashed. And, John, you're talking about these professional drivers of these 18-wheelers. Yeah, they're professional, but I'll tell you what, I see them doing things that I wouldn't do. They're driving at speeds that I wouldn't drive in a four-wheel drive, you know, vehicle. I mean, they're, a lot of them go faster than I would go. And they're harder to stop, harder to steer, and I kind of wish they would slow down a little bit. And maybe if they would, we wouldn't have so many horrific crashes.
But they got it tough because, you know, they get paid by the mile.
Right.
So time is money. And nowadays, they are tracked everywhere they go. So they know whoever they're driving for knows how fast they're going, how long they've stopped someplace. Mm-hmm. So it is life controlled to the point that the rest of us will soon learn about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It is tough, and literally, those drivers are monitored the entire time they're in those 18-wheelers. There's no question about it. I would not want to be subject to that kind of scrutiny. They're monitored when they stop, where they stop, how much fuel they're using, and so forth. It's more monitoring than I would like. However, and you know, you're right. They're probably beat up if they go too fast. They're beat up if they go too slow. You know, what took so long? This is an expensive rig, and you're going too slow. We got to get point A to point B, pick up another load, and you're costing us money. So go faster, but don't get a ticket. But go faster, right? They're put in a box, right?
And they can't do like they used to and have licenses from multiple states. That's been cut out. So, you know, they get a ticket. It's very serious for their career.
Yeah. John Reagan, we have Carol in Washington on with us. Welcome, Carol. Carol, are you there? Carol going once. Carol in Washington. Twice. Okay, I don't know what happened to Carol. But back to you, John Reagan.
Now, let's skip up to the financial section. I'll give you a little good news. I hate to break my streak here. but the beef herds have rebounded about 2%. Now, that's not going to help with prices in the near term, but, you know, it beats the alternative of the herds going down.
Right. And that's because cattle farmers are rebuilding their herds, and you just can't instantly create cows. It takes a couple of years to create a cow that is available for sale. It's just how long it takes. From the time they're born to the time that they can make it to the market, it's a couple of years. So, what we did when we saw the drought coming was we thinned out our herd because we didn't believe that we could feed them. So we sold our cows ahead of the mass sale, and we did okay. And right now, cows are selling for close to record prices. So. That's good for cattle farmers. They've never seen prices this high. But for the consumer, it's not so good. But I agree. Cattle prices will be coming down a little bit. And then it'll go back up again. John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. We are at the news tab of thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back. Meet up Monday, Jimmy's Egg. Okay, class, who wants to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? All spiders have 8 legs, but do the hairy ones have the most meat? Is it true grasshopper legs taste like chicken? Which bugs have the most protein? Which are best served dried, and which are best eaten while still alive? Which bugs are the most dangerous for your children to eat? You like the sound of this? We don't either, so you'll have to go to a government-sponsored expo for cooking with bugs. The Get Prepared Expo has so many great seminars, we had to cross the poorly attended ones off our list, like the Red Cross, FEMA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Department of Education, the Internal Revenue Service, the American Cancer Society, CERT, and Homeland Security. We can't help everyone. Just the really bright people. The top 1% of thinkers and doers, like you. The rest, the other 99% who don't think and don't do, well, the government's standing ready to help them. The Get Prepared Expo, the last weekend in March. For details, visit GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us. John, I don't know if you're aware of this, but one of our listeners, Ron Gibson, captures this broadcast and posts it on YouTube. And he's gotten a commercial, a 59-second commercial of USA Prepares Get Prepared Expo. Who will you meet? Okay, so it's called USA Get Prepares Expo. Who will you meet? It's 59 seconds. On YouTube. And there's a link to it on the website at usapreparers.com. It says, 59-second USA Prepares Get Prepared Expo, 59 seconds, the expo in a nutshell. And you can click on that. So it's had 4,913 views so far. And the thing that I find fascinating about this is there's a picture of John Moore, John Stadtmiller, Sam Bushman, Aaron Dakins, Norm Shealy, Matt Stein, Rick Miller, John Reagan, Mike Moss, Sheriff Richard Mack, and me. So there's images of all of us in this 59-second radio commercial that Ron Gibson put some images to. He found the images of what we all look like and put us on this short YouTube video. And so we got 10 likes out of almost 5,000 views. 10 likes, 2 dislikes. 20% disliked it. Now, I find that absolutely fascinating because there's nothing offensive. It, you know, talks. It just shows who we are, and we'll be talking about health and wellness and precious metals, and it's all positive. Okay, it's not like the bug. It's not like the bug commercial I did. So we got 20% disliked this commercial. Now, I'm just wondering, who is paying these 20%, these two people who dislike it, thumbs down? Who's paying them? Because literally over 5 years, 5 years have we been broadcasting, John, we've gotten three complaints, three. And they were in the first couple of weeks that I was on the air, you know, way before Republic Broadcasting, way before Genesis Communications, way before Liberty News Radio, way before Truth Frequency Radio, way before all that. It just when we were on a local station in Springfield. So we got just as many complaints over this commercial as we got in the first couple of weeks we're on the air. But I just want to let you know, you are on YouTube. So if you go to usapreparedness.com in class, if you want to see what we look like, you may. And you'll see Sam Bushman there. Sam Bushman is a broadcaster who is blind. He operates a studio. He runs a network. He has no vision. And you'll see him with two sets of headphones on. And I sat right next to him, and there he was with two sets of headphones. Actually, I've seen him with three sets of headphones. Absolutely brilliant, brilliant broadcaster, Sam Bushman. So, John Reagan, back to you.
Well, second up in the financial section, don't give Vincent any ideas.
Yeah.
This comes out of Russia, where a farmer owed the bank 40,000 rubles, which is about $610, and you know, in Russia right now, cash is a little short. So he decided to repay his banker with manure. And I can just imagine Vincent going up to the courthouse. Hey, my tax is over here in the trailer.
And by the way, I dumped the trailer off right. Make it easy for you guys. It's right at the front door. So you won't have to carry it from the parking lot. Yeah. Don't give me any ideas, really. You know, John, there are people who have paid their tax bill in pennies and have gotten in a lot of trouble with using currency, federal currency, to pay their taxes in protest. They're just so outraged. And I can see people losing their tempers and doing things like you're talking about here in this country. We've come to understand that we don't have representation. And that's why I said what I said at the beginning of the broadcast about how you can identify politicians. It's easy to spot them. You know, John, there's a news flash here we have. This happened about 60 miles from our farm. And eight people are dead now over a family feud in rural Missouri by a gunman who then shot himself. And this is in Texas County, Missouri. And we used to be on a local radio station in Texas County, broadcasting late at night until they took us off the air. But there are four separate sites, and a shooter just executed about 10% of a very tiny town. And that was last night. Very, very sad. Post this on the website, usapreparedness.com. So if you're wondering why I carry a 45, that's one of the reasons.
What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo? Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today. The faculty of usapreparedness.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place. The last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors. And the cost? $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts, the lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, getpreparedexpo.com. Getprepareditexpo.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and you'll get a chance to meet him at the Get Prepared Expo the last weekend in March in Lebanon, Missouri. And class, I just want to let you know that I have been doing a side-by-side comparison of water filtration systems here at the farm, and I'm comparing two of the largest, the biggest names. And I am delighted to tell you that so far I really, really like the Pro-Pure water filtration system. I really do. It's on the kitchen counter. It's side by side with the Berkey Royal, and I'm comparing the King from Pro-Pure with the Berkey Royal, and I have not finished my results. I have not finished with the my my analysis, but so far I want to tell you that I really like the ProPure. And if it does everything that I think it's going to do, I will be bringing them to the Get Prepared Expo, and we will have pallets of them at the deepest discounts, the lowest price in the United States of America at the Expo. So if you're thinking about buying a water filtration system, you can come pick it up at the Get Prepared Expo, and we may even have the ProPure systems as well. So I just wanted to share that with you. Also, meet up on Monday. We're going to be talking about the high cost of cheap goods, the high cost of cheap goods, the Walmart model, at the meetup on Monday. John Reagan's with us. John, what's next?
Well, we've been talking about the Baltic Dry Index over the last couple of weeks. It crashed below. It's a low that it had back in the 80s. It almost dropped below 500, and it's been rebounding a little bit. But there's been a lot of fallout, so to speak, in the shipping industry. And the third item in financial serious action talks about China's Costco has gone as far as disassembling 8 ships, including 3 bulk carriers, because of the condition of the world economy and the lack of need for shipping. That is, I can't remember ever reading about somebody going in and disassembling ships under construction. Do you?
No, John, I've never heard that. You can add to that, we're disassembling Detroit, Michigan, because we can't afford it, right? So this is just one more dot that you're connecting to prove to us that we are going down. The whole world is in trouble. It really is. It's in a financial mess. Please continue.
And just to round out the financial today, the nation's largest Christian bookstore and gift chain, Family Christian Store, has filed for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. So when you get into tough times and you want inspiration, I guess they're heading to the library instead of buying books.
Yeah, and one of the things that libraries are doing, correct me if I'm wrong, but libraries have sales, and they sell books. I don't understand. I really don't understand why libraries sell books. That's where people go to read books. So they have these annual sales, and they dump books for, 25, 50 cents a piece. It's a great way to buy books inexpensively, but why are we selling books from the library? I really don't understand. Because the books that I see that they're selling aren't worn out. There's still life in them. And they're stamped discard. You know, so they would say, the ABC Public Library, property of the ABC Public Library, and then they're stamped discard. And then that's when they sell them. And you can even find books that people buy at library sales resold on eBay. I don't get it. Back to you.
Just to go a little bit under the hood of the story, back in 2008, which is when we consider the last time things were normal before the collapse officially started, the annual sales for Family Christian was $305 million. They're projecting for 2015, this year, that sales would be $216 million. That's about a 30% decline. And when you understand how businesses operate, just a small percentage drop in revenue has dramatic effect, because there's a lot of costs that are not proportional. There's fixed costs that you are stuck with. So when you lose that much off the top, it becomes real serious real fast.
John, on the trip that I make from the farm to Springfield to Jimmy's Egg, I believe that there are about 4 supermarkets that we pass. 2 of them are now closed. We passed 4, 2 of them are closed. So it's not just Radio Shack that is closing stores. It's not just Sears that's closing stores. It's not just... How many Kmarts have you driven past that have become different businesses? They put a new front off, they rip off the Kmart sign, and now they're some other kind of a store. It's happening all over. We're losing institutions that we've come to trust. They're not able to make it. It's discomforting to me. John, there's another announcement in Missouri. Tom Schweik, Missouri auditor and candidate for governor, dies in an apparent suicide. So yesterday, this Republican state auditor and leading contender for the governor's office apparently shot himself. He was on the phone. He was talking to others on the phone, and gunshot, and he's dead in his home. And, you know, they're saying, well, this doesn't point to anything other than a suicide. Really? I think there are a lot of questions about this. So here's the auditor, state of Missouri. He probably knows a lot of things that others don't want disclosed. He's going to run for governor. Sounds like that kind of a position. He could clean things up, right? And he kills himself, allegedly, yesterday. A lot of shooting going on here in Missouri.
I know Rick talked about Fukushima some yesterday, and I guess it was last week we had a 7.0 earthquake near where the big one hit that caused the tsunami that, you know, set off the problem to begin with. And I was concerned when I first saw the quake, because it's got those spent fuel pools there that if those things collapse, that means the water won't be there to keep the spent fuel cool, and you end up with a radioactive reaction that has nowhere to go but the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And the initial reports for things were, you know, no tsunami, you know, no damage to Fukushima. But I'm wondering, because here's an article from the Daily Mail, a fresh leak of radioactive water into the sea. Contamination levels 50 to 70 times greater than the already high status. So it's looking like perhaps there was damage that they didn't bother telling us about.
Well, the only thing I can say is that we are being lied to, and we are being prevented from learning information. And I'm wondering how the new internet regulations are going to prevent us from saying things that we, the people, need to hear. I'm wondering how much we are going to be silenced. Can you imagine going into an area thinking that everything's fine, and it's radioactive or contaminated with chemical compounds or aerosols, and you weren't made aware of it because that information was being prevented from getting out. John, I haven't said this, but our daughter was stopped by the police in Virginia. She was sleigh riding, and her vehicle was parked at a public park. She and a friend were coming down with their sleds, and the cops stopped her and said, the county police stopped her. They knew who she was. They ran her license plate, and they told her it was illegal to park at the park after dark, and they wanted to know what she was doing. So what are you doing? It's like, she's holding a sled, and her friend is holding a sled. The two of them are holding sleds. They're dressed for sleigh riding. They came back from sleigh riding in a public park, and they got stopped by the police. And the cops said, so you're not doing any drugs, right? It's like, what? Are you serious? This is what's going on. And if the reason I'm mentioning this is this kind of information can be stifled. This is happening to my family. Our daughter has been approached by the cops for sleigh riding. It's like, what are you doing? This is nuts. And I'm very concerned that alternative radio is going to be altered in the future by those politicians who we have come to despise. What's next, John?
You might want to fasten your seatbelt for Monday, because it's going to be a whole lot of spy tech and control that we haven't gotten to over the last 3 weeks.
Okay. John, I don't know how to describe this, but I don't want to have a cell phone in my home. I really don't. Who in their right mind would think these things up to spy on us? It's obscene. Literally, class, we put a cell phone in the kitchen drawer. You know, one of those drawers where you have the kitchen towels? You know, you might have this kind of drawer that's just under the counter. You might have knives and forks and spoons and things like that in there. Well, we have one of those that has towels in it. We put a cell phone in the drawer, covered it with a towel. And we called it. And we could hear voices in the kitchen coming out of that cell phone that was covered with towels in the kitchen drawer that was closed. If you don't think that you're being spied on, think again. John Reagan, I'll be right back. Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel. The all-important survival garden and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your?
Take my.
When you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class meetup Monday, Jimmy's Egg. We're going to talk about the high cost of low prices and the Walmart model at Jimmy's Egg. That's Monday, 4:45 to 8. John, as you were saying this, I was thinking about a television series in 1966 through 1973. It's called Mission Impossible. And that was it was based on a corrupt U.S. government. This is my take on it. A corrupt U.S. government having a covert hit squad to overthrow governments through guile and deceit, to do all kinds of things through covert operations, which the U.S. government would deny any involvement in. And you have to wonder. You have to wonder how much of it is true. And literally, I have met people who were involved in things like this, the overthrow of governments through guile and deceit. I'm very serious about this. I have met people who have done this. And they were, you know, they're telling me firsthand accounts of how they were involved. I'm talking about Delta Force, guys like that. And go in and cause so much chaos. And the government would be, overthrown, or there would be a revolution. Yeah, United States government. So, John Reagan, back to you. When you talk about spy technology, and these are the things that come to my mind.
Yeah, to try and calm down over the weekend.
I will do my best. What's next?
I want to cover some things in the preparedness sections and the time we have left. The first two articles there are from Mike Adams, also known as the Health Ranger. And he's developed this these grow boxes that use a non-circulating hydroponics. And you can either buy the parts, or if you've got a printer, 3D printer, you can print the parts. And these systems don't need electricity. There's no pumps. EMP proof. I'm thinking about trying out one or two of them myself because I'm renting here. I can't just go put in a garden. And these look like a, They have some good potential. So I want to just bring attention to those first couple of items, talk about it. And these were the pre-announcement. He's done the announcement since. So there's more videos available online. And the next two below that are about this invention out of Australia that lets you tap into the honey in beehives. And, you know, it's kind of like, gee, why didn't somebody think of this before? Because if you have beehives, especially the conventional ones, you have to take the comb out, and then you have an extruder, which is a centrifuge, to get the honey out of the comb. And if you don't have electricity, you're going to have to do a Gilligan's Island type thing with a bicycle to operate the contraption. And here they've made this comb that basically lets you drain the honey out with very little interruption to the bees, very little damage to the cone. So the bees go in, reopen the cone, and fill up with honey again. And the link called Hive 2 is to their page on one of those funding sites. And I've seen a lot of good ideas I would like to see come to market. Most of them, you know, they'll need like, you know, $50,000 or $70,000 to get going, and they only get a few hundred to a few thousand dollars. Well, these guys had a $70,000 goal, and they've already raised $3.5 million. So it looks like these things are coming, and this is the page, the Hive 2 link that you go to. They've got levels where basically as soon as these are in production, you're first in line to get it.
Yeah, I love it. I really do. And Jeff Maddox was scheduled to be on with us, and we had a tough time getting in touch with him. He called in today, but we were unable to get him on the air today. But he will be at the Get Prepared Expo, and he's our beekeeper. He's been to the meetups, and so we're going to talk about bees. So if you want to learn about bees at the Get Prepared Expo, Jeff Maddox is our guy. That's what he does full time. He's a beekeeper. I'm glad you brought this up, John Reagan. John, and you'll have your books available, and you'll get, autograph them, and sell them when you have dinner and lunch with faculty and guests at the Get Prepared Expo. I'm looking forward to it.
Look forward to seeing you again.
Hey, John Reagan, thanks so much. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.